The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
This is Philip Kenneth. He's the new boy. We need to show him the ropes. He's not very experienced.
I'm sure you're very experienced, aren't you, young sir?
I don't know about that.
Oh, suit you, young sir. Now, young sir, these are jackets.
Well, sticking with minding your money and frugality, Chuck Feeney is well known for his threadbare suits and worn clothes, which brings us neatly to a character who Rachel got in touch to tell us about. She suggested our dapper reporter, Liam Geraghty, pay a visit to tailor Henry Dixon as part of our local character series. Here's how he measures up.
My name is Henry Dixon. I am a tailor by profession and I'm in the business 43 years. Even though people might think I'm very young, I hope so when they see me.
Standing behind a desk adorned with thousands of fabric swatches, Henry Dixon is impeccably dressed. His yellow tailor's tape for measuring is draped around his shoulders.
We're standing in the main showroom in Paul Henry Tailoring here. As you can see, we have a few items lying around here. We've got a gown of an order, which is a very ancient order, which we have the privilege of making them as well.
Henry has never known anything other than tailoring.
Where I left school at 13, I hadn't got a formal education. So at that time, which was 76, 77, you went and you tried to get a job as anything you could. And people still say to this day, how did you end up in the tailoring trade? It just so happens that was the job I got. I could have been a butcher, baker, candlestick maker. It's just whatever was available at the time. Jobs were quite scarce back then. If you got a job offer, you grabbed it with both hands and held on to it. And you worked very hard to keep that position. And that's how I ended up in the position I ended up in. My unfortunate story was that my mother died when I was 4 years of age and there was 9 children and 5 of us were taken into care. But I have to say I was very blessed because I had 2 sets of foster families which were the best thing ever happened to me, were the best people that I've ever had in my life and they've been so good to me and they're still my foster families. And one was the O'Donnells from Greystones and the other was the McNamara's from Ross Trevor Terrace and Ratgar. And I'm still very, very close to them and I will be till the day I die, hopefully.
Taylor had a mouse, hi diddle-um comfita. They lived together in one house, hi diddle-um comfita. Hi diddle-um tantrum through the town of Bramble.
Well, we got a request a number of years ago to make a garment that was used in the prison service over 200 or 300 years ago. And they wanted it copied because the last one in existence and they wanted it kept on to, so we had to do that. We also were asked to make a fireman's outfit from 1918, which there's only one left as well. They asked to copy that, and that's the beauty of bespoke. You can't go and get that done in a factory. I'm at it since I'm 13 years of age. I originally started as a messenger boy with a family in Dublin.
And where was it? Whereabouts in Dublin was it?
It was in the heart of the rag trade, which was in Capel Street, which was probably the biggest area in Dublin at the time that made had menswear shops. I think it's more menswear shops, I'm correct, than any other part of the city at the time. And to see a lot of people that was at the time with that family, they had about 39 people making clothes. It was an experience I'd never seen before, and I was fascinated by the whole process of the cloth being cut and put together and all the people having their own little parts that they work on to make the suit what it is. The grandfather in particular, which is a long time dead, was a fantastic man. He gave me my first suit. He also gave me my first watch. I think he sort of took a shine to me and says, I'll look out for you, which he did very much so. And he set me on my way. And as the business grew, which that business did grow very big, one of the biggest businesses in the country in menswear, as it grew, they brought me along with them. And I ended up from being a messenger boy to going for the messages, to sweeping the floor, to doing the stock, to walking right through. I ended up general manager of that company. And it was a great experience at the time. But times move on, people change. And I went my separate way a number of years ago and started my own business.
So my name's Eric Dixon, I'm actually Henry's youngest son. I'm actually just only starting in the business now. Even when I go out and people generally ask, like, what you're doing, I tell them I'm a tailor, they always sort of ask me, like, is there even an apprenticeship for such a thing? And unfortunately, there's not. You really need to know somebody or your family. When you look at, like, a lot of these third-level diplomas and everything, it's generally just fashion design, and it really lacks that sort of aspect of the construction side of the tailoring industry, which I think is really needed.
We had a great instance recently where a man came at us from Mead, and an elderly gentleman asked, could we repair a tuxedo for him? And we said, we love the opportunity. And he said to me, this is great, he says, because I couldn't find anywhere to do it. The suit was made by Shepherds & Co. in the UK in 1929. And you want to see this fabric after 100 years. It was in perfect condition. The suit needed a lot of love and tender care, which we gave it. It'll never be what it was, but there's no modern day suit would be able to do that one in 100 years' time.
What's it like working with your dad?
Well, it has its pluses and minuses. But, you know, like, I really do love it, I have to say. It's much better than actually working for, like, a big corporate job as well. I like to know that at the end of the day, at least we're both working towards, like, a sort of similar goal.
I think it's going to be very difficult for the future because of what it is. And it's very difficult to get people to come into this business because it's not the type of business where there's a lot of money made in it. And it's not the type of business that people want to come in and spend 10 years learning to basically be a tailor and then realise they're going to be learning this for the rest of their life, because it's the type of business where every day is a learning day. It's not like you go off and become professional in 5 years and that's all you have to do. Every client you meet is different and there's always a new challenge. And it's very time consuming. There's a lot of effort goes into it. So you only come into this if you're passionate about it. And passions like artists, like anybody in the theatre, anyone like that, anyone blowing glass, they're doing it because they love it. That's the reason you do this type of business.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.